Today, we'd like to see the title of Crucify Him in Mark chapter 15, verses 1 to 20. To another world of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1. Immediately in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus, led him away, and delivered him to Pilate. Why did they bound Jesus and delivered him to Pilate? And what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 5. But Jesus still answered nothing. So that Pilate marveled, why did Jesus still answer nothing? And what can we learn from here? Last question in verse 15. So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified. What was the heart of Pilate about Jesus, and what can we learn from here? In the last time in Mark chapter 14, verse 72, a second time the rooster crowed, then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And when he thought about it, he wept. Peter denied Jesus three times, as Jesus prophesied. What difference from Judas' repentance? Both felt sorry for each sin, but Peter repented to the Lord, while Judas repented to himself. Peter was able to be forgiven and to be a faithful minister in the book of Acts chapter 2. But Judas felt so shameful to others due to his pride, choosing suicide. The Jews and Romans rejected Jesus as a stumbling block or foolishness, but Peter believed him. Even if Peter denied three times Jesus, his repentance before the Lord led him to be forgiven, being able to live for his kingdom and righteousness because of God's mercy endures forever. But the Jews and Romans rejected him because they were not able to believe on Jesus. Verse 1, immediately in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and they bound Jesus, led him away, delivered him to Pilate. Why on cross? Number one, the religious leaders showed Jesus to be cursed. Rather than to be blessed on cross. Number two, in the sight of Rome, Jesus was guilty of tax evasion and of treason, the king of Jews, not appointed by Roman Empire. Number three, in the sight of God, the prophecy in the Old Testament were fulfilled in the New Testament. Cross reference to Deuteronomy 21:23, and they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. His body shall not remain overnight on the tree, but you shall surely bury him that day, so that you do not defile the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, for he who is hanged is accursed of God. Luke chapter 23, verse 2. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that himself is Christ the King." So that one. Then Psalm 22:1, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me?" So Old Testament prophets in this way, from the words of Mike Rooney, Matthew 27:46, and about the ninth hour, or 3 p.m., Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" So exactly fulfilled in New Testament time. Isaiah 50:13-14:2, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be jolted and extolled and be very high." That is resurrection. "Just as many were astonished at you, she saw his visage. The face was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man." So disfigured, that is a crucifixion. So that one is fulfilled, so that is in New Testament time. That is the last one. So verse 2, "Then Pilate asked him, 'Are you the King of the Jews?' He answered and said to him, 'It is as you say, yes, but it means the King in heavenly kingdom to come, not present. Not the earthly, the presently earthly kingdom.'" John 18:36, right here. "Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world, the present on the earth. My kingdom were of this world, my servant would fight," or maybe fight against the Roman Empire, "so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here," not on earth. So is to come and in heavenly kingdom, not presently. Verse 3, "And the chief priest accused him of many things, but Jesus answered nothing. Then Pilate asked him again, saying, 'Do you answer nothing? See how many things they testify against you,' but you still answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled." Why? "Because God's perfect time have come." Perfect come, has come. He's has come. He's calling to give his life to save all the people. Jesus had no reason to prolong or to delay the trial or to save himself. John chapter 10, verse 18. "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." So Jesus is fully submitted to God the Father. Philippians chapter 2:8. "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." Verse 6, "Now at the feast, he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them whomever they recast." Pardon custom was at the feast of Passover. Verse 7, "There was one named Barabbas who was chained with his fellow rebels. They had committed murder in the rebellion. He might have been a zealot or a radical rebel against Rome for Jews' independence, killing Romans in the rebellion or a civilian." Verse 8, "Then the multitude crying aloud, began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them." The crowd asked the customary pardon of a prisoner. But Pilate answered them, saying, Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews? Pilate tried to release Jesus before the audiences, for he knew that the chief priests had handed him off because of envy. Pilate knew the chief priests' jealousy or envy against Jesus' popularity. Verse 11, but the chief priest stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. The chief priest persuaded the crowd to release Barabbas. Pilate answered and said to them again, What then do you want me to do with him, whom you call the King of the Jews? Pilate knew the king, not in the earthly kingdom, rather than the heavenly kingdom, as well as the chief priest's heart of envy, that he wanted to release Jesus and ask Jesus this again. Verse 13, so they cried out again, Crucify it, crucify him. Verse 14, then Pilate said to them, Why, what evil has he done? What evil, what's wrong? So Pilate knew innocence, knew Jesus' innocence. But they cried out all the more, Crucify him. The crowd cried out, Hosanna, in the Palm Sunday, had cried out before 3 days ago, 4 days ago. But they were persuaded by the chief priest to crucify him and acknowledge Jesus not as the king of earthly kingdom, independent from Roman Empire. Rather, they loved Barabbas, the patriarch, for the Jews, Mark 11:11. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. So they said so, right? Palm Sunday. Verse 15. So Pilate, wanting to gratify or to please the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified. Pilate gave a decision to please the crowd in the pressure of a crowd. He had been trying to take a more or less a neutral stand, but his decision made his own eternal destiny in hell, not affecting Jesus, who fully obeyed God's calling over even death on cross. There is no neutral either for Jesus against Jesus. But his decision against Jesus, right? Relevant verse, John chapter 19, verse 2. From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. We have made him a king. Speaks against Caesar. So the pressure. Matthew 10:32-33. Therefore, whoever confesses me before man, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before man, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 12:30. He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters abroad. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So believe. Revelation chapter 20. Non-believe. 15. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into lake of fire. Philippians 1:21-23. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two. One is in heaven, the other on earth. Having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better in heaven. So then man, heaven over earth, you know, only one, so non-neutral. There is no neutral for either for or against Jesus. Then 16, then the soldier led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison. The soldiers, the garrison, took Jesus into Praetorium, the hall. Verse 17, and they clothed him with purple. They twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. The soldiers did so to mock Jesus, but purple is the symbol of blood giving away life. Thorns are a symbol of a curse, bloodshed for our curse. Genesis chapter 3, 17, 18. Then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the crown for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it, hard working, all the days of your life. Both the thorns, thistles, it shall bring forth for you. You shall eat the herbs of the field. So thorn is a curse, symbol of sin. So because Jesus Christ died for our sin. 16 up 18 up to 20, and began to salute him, Hail King of the Jews. They mocked, pretended to worship him or to honor him, Jesus. So Hail King of praise. So they pretended to praise him or worship. That's why Hail King of the Jews, to strike him on the head of with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee and pretended worship, bowing knee, pretended worship. Then 20, and they had mocked him. They mocked him or ridiculed him. They took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. So actually, Jesus crucified on the Mount Golgotha, naked body. Here, Mark chapter 15, verse 22, and they brought him to place Golgotha, which translates place of a skull. So we covered all three questions. Let's just sing all together the bulletin, the large song, Maranatha song.